on its face, this order is just absurd. And it says that once knowledge is out there, and you can't put it back in the bottle. And that's what this directive reveals as an attitude, is a desire to put things back in bottles. You know, what we're seeing in WikiLeaks, and we can argue about Assange and what WikiLeaks has leaked per se, but look at the larger question here about kind of an architecture of transparency that's created here. Whether it's WikiLeaks or somebody else, no secret is safe. Now, in a sense, that's always been true. Someone could always know something and pass it on. The Internet merely makes it faster and broader. That's all. But it also means you don't have to Xerox documents to share them. It means you can get a volume, you can pass them on, you can have the anonymity. There's all kinds of things. So what I think the government is doing is an understandable reflex of trying to clamp down, but they should be doing exactly the opposite. The Obama administration said we were going to be the transparent administration. Well, telling us who comes through the West Wing is a gimmick. It's not transparency. And so I think we have to deal with the fact of transparency. We have to deal with the fact that things are going to get out there and change how we operate. And I think for the good, in great measure. I think, you know, as was said in Time magazine this week, a lot of the things that were revealed in the State Department cables showed a really good organization that does good work.
And so maybe would it be fair, say, to argue for the opposite? Tell people, go ahead and read it all, and then there's nothing to hide anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to put anybody in a position where they're the one person who gets checked by some agent coming to the door, and but, you know, so I'd be loath to give that advice. However, I was trying to think, is there some kind of link-a-thon we should all have to the documents on behalf of federal employees and kind of put them everywhere where you can't avoid them or something, just show the absurdity of this order.
So what I'm hearing you say is kind of the same mentality as turning into the skid on an icy road. Instead of clamping down, turning into the skid and opening it up. And I understand that you're not telling feds to, you know, go fly in the face of what they've been told to do because you don't want anybody getting fired or going to prison.
Right, but I do want to protest the absurdity of this order, and I think that it's in perfectly reasonable structure of a country that believes in free speech for the federal employees themselves to protest and say, come on, this is just ridiculous. You know, part of the problem here is that we're also, and I tie together transparency and privacy a bit, and it's a bit of an apples and bananas comparison, but I'm working on a book called Public Parts, about the value of publicness, the value of openness. We're going so maniacal about privacy these days that I think we potentially risk losing the benefits of the connections that the Internet and publicness make. And so I think there's an opportunity here to rethink what transparent government is. This is the time we said we're going to do it. Well, how much of what was put out was indeed harmful? How much showed government to the good? How much should not have been classified secret? Those are the questions I think we really need to ask at this stage and not go through this silly charade.
And you mentioned earlier, of course, that the idea of the web or the existence of the web and these electronic means makes dissemination so much easier, and it really takes it up much a step function from what you could do with a Xerox machine in the mail. But by the same token, the availability of email to put all these kinds of communications, probably 99% of which in an earlier era would not even have been written down in any form, but maybe there would be just the occasional actual cable or written document put in a pouch. So what's your take on the effect of the ability to generate so much material electronically that people are, in fact, generating it?
Yes, my fear of this episode is that government will become less transparent and we'll put less in writing, and you'll get more phone calls and fewer emails for the fear of that. And again, it's an understandable reaction, but I think that government and history would both suffer. Now, maybe they absolutely make clear here. I'm not suggesting for a second that we should not have secrecy. I'm not suggesting that there isn't the need for confidentiality and communication. There is. The problem, in great measure, is that government went overboard. It defaulted to secrecy. And I think government should default to transparency and be secret by necessity. And we're not there. And so, if we had a credible system of secrecy and a credible system of confidentiality and communication, and if we had a default to transparency, then if someone like WikiLeaks came along and leaked something, we would all clearly know that that person was doing something wrong. But the problem, again, is we put too much behind the cloak, and this is the people's government. This is the people's country. And just as an attitude, it's wrong. I think it's dead wrong to say that we, the people, shouldn't know what's going on. The other problem, and I've talked about this before on the station, is that I think that transparency in relation to government these days too often means get the bastards. And that makes it quite understandable why it becomes an allergic word. You know, God, here they come. They, you know, they're going to assume that we're all doing something wrong and wasteful. Well, I think transparency has to become a means of collaboration and doing constructive things together. And when that's the case, we have more reason to do it and less reason to fear it.